Small City, Big Personality with your one and only host, Lady Miss Emma. Good afternoon, how you doing? Welcome to this week's podcast. My name is Lady Miss Emma, of course, your hostess with the mostess, with the moustache. I'm joking, I don't have a moustache. I just thought it was funny. Ken, hostess with the moustache, a little curly one. Diggle's got a moustache. Yeah, you have to see it. I'll put a photograph in the bio and you can see Dougal's moustache. I carved it with scissors into his face. I am now grooming my own dog. Yeah, that's right. To make him unique. That's it. So, here we are, ready and willing to do this week's podcast. What is going to happen today? I hear you cry. Let me tell you. We have great music. That's always a start. There's a tune by War, Lowrider. That's going to be getting played later. I've got a couple of new tracks from Steven Tyler's new album, which I'm really excited to play for you. Usual jingles, jangle, school bus man's daily ditty, a wee what's on, Caravan of Love update. All your usual friends that might be making an appearance depending on how they're feeling the day. We'll see. We'll just get on with it and see what happens. That's always a good way to start, isn't it? Good. What are we starting with today? Let's have this one. This is Bon Jovi. Yes. This one is Keep the Faith.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi there with Keep the Faith. What a tune, man. Love Bon Jovi. Love his voice. Sexy, sexy man that he is. All right, moving on. I'm going to play this one because it's a belter. It's summery. It's 80s. It's fun. Everything this radio show has and aspires to be. This is Miami Sound Machine. This is Dr. Beat.
Emergency. Paging Dr. Beat. Emergency.
Somebody help her. Dr. Beat, get in there. Or somebody get in there and help her. She's repeating herself. Da, da, da. She can't even say Dr. Beat without stuttering over it. The lassie needs help. What's wrong with you people? She's written a song about it. She's calling out for some help from Dr. Beat. Where is he? She's been singing that song since 1984. Or Gloria. She'll be alright. Don't worry about it. Alright, now it is time for this. For a caravan of love update. For a caravan of love update. For a caravan of love update. Well, here's one anyway, whether you like it or no. All righty, well, this week's been a hectic one. Those of you who follow me on the Facebook page, Lady Miss Emma Music, will know that Cato did a disappearing act last week. She was gone for nearly 48 hours. It was horrible. Horrible time. Located eventually in the shed, she went on a little adventure to catch mice and ended up locked in the shed for a whole day. I have to tell you something, it'll probably make you laugh. I set up my PA in the garden and shouted through the microphone to Cato out to the fields around the farm, because I thought at least if she heard my voice, she'd have some sort of way to get back to me. Oh, there's my mama, and come all the way back. I'm screamed out of my PA at 500 watts or whatever the loudest PA can be. It's really loud. And Cato! People heard me 2 miles away in their cottages. I think they heard me at Rewind. What's that funny noise? Sounds like someone shouting on a cat. Can't be right. Aye. Anyway, she was sitting in the shed the whole time going, meh, I'm here. Couldn't hear her. I was too busy shouting. So when I did eventually sit down, take time to be quiet and play the guitar for a little while and chill myself out, that's when I thought, why don't you look in the shed? And there she was, looking like she'd done something guilty. Ooh, I'm here, you found me. Little cat. Thank the holy Lord for that. That was a bit of a whew, moment. And what else has been happening? Living in a caravan isn't all it's cracked up to be. There's lots and lots of pros and there's lots and lots of cons. Pros are too many to mention. Cons are back is killing me. Caravan is not comfortable to sleep in at this moment in time. Moths. I'm getting bothered with moths eating my fabrics. I'm going to have to go and invest in mothballs, which I thought went out in 1966. But apparently I'm living the real old style gypsy lifestyle now, where moths eat your clothes and you need to buy mothballs. But that's really all the bad stuff that's been happening. My back hurts. And I'm getting plagued by moths. I mean, if that's all that's really going wrong in your life, I think you're doing all right. Is that so? I do believe so. There's your Caravan of Love update. We'll be staying at the farm for another few weeks. We're going to be here until the end of August for sure, because I'm doing Thunder in the Glen this year. 4 nights, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday at Mackenzie's Highland Inn. I'm also going to be doing Belladrum Festival this year as well. So if you're up there, I'll see you there. So I'll be here in Scotland till at least the end of August. Alrighty, all good. Happy Lady Miss. Let's play this one now. This is Free, and this one is Wishing Well. Fantastic stuff there from Free with Wishing Well. What a tune! All right, time now for this. Hey there, my name's Cat Tomato, and I'm the coolest cat in the countryside. That is right, I live here now in the countryside. I went out one night by myself. I was looking for mooses or other such things to crawl about. And I was sniffing about all night. My mama was really worried about me, but I didn't really know because I was having an adventure. It was really cool. Anyway, I went into the dark, cozy shed. It was a bit cooler than outside, but still cozy, you know. Nice for a cat, though. I curled up there, went to sleep. When I woke up, it was dark. And I could hear my mama shouting on me really loud, like really loud. And I was trying to shout on her, she couldn't hear me. Anywho, then all of a sudden, it got really bright. My eyes got stabbed by a bright, bright light. And there was my mama looking at me. So I rushed to her and I gave her a cuddle. And I rubbed my little face on her face and she was really happy to see me. So happy, she danced around the garden with me in her arms twirling round and round. Oh, it was such a happy day. Anywho, I keep close contact with her now. I don't want her to go wandering off again, you know. I gotta make sure that she doesn't do the wanderings. So I'm finding places in the caravan where I can sleep. I'm on a shelf, I'm in the cupboard, because I want to stay close, but I want to be, you know, sneaky, because I'm a cat, though. Anywho, I wish you a lovely week, whatever you get up to. Make sure you got no sticky willies on your furs, make sure your nose is clean, and then drink loads of waters, and be really good to each other. Purr when you're happy. Take it easy. I'll see you later. All right, I did mention earlier on in the show that I'm going to be playing you a brand new track from Steven Tyler's new album, We're All Somebody From Somewhere. This is the title track from that album. It's also been released as a single too. Here it is, Steven Tyler's brand new single, We're All Somebody From Somewhere. Enjoy.
Man, if you had a message for the kids today, what would you tell them if you had the microphone?
Yeah, I'd say, we're all somebody from somewhere.
In New York City, from that fine red wine off a vine to cheap brown whiskey, Seattle coffee, Memphis blues, Chi-Town wind, Miami cruise, there's a thousand stories between me and you. Give me some love.
We're all somebody from somewhere, some mama, some daddy, some love in the air, some big, some little. Some left, some middle, some white, yellow, black, or red. Yeah, we're all somebody from somewhere.
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 Yeah. Hollywood, New Orleans, filet mignon.
I love that stuff.
We're all somebody from somewhere. Some mama, some daddy, some love in the air. Some big, some little, some left, some middle, some white, yellow, black, or red. Yeah, we're all somebody from somewhere.
Yeah, we're all somebody from somewhere.
We're all somebody from somewhere.
Yeah, we're all somebody from somewhere.
Yeah,
time for School Bus Man's ditty. And this week's ditty is to do with technology, he says. He says, Hem, I hope you're well. I wrote this rhyme recently after a spot of bother with my computer. To the young, a source of great glee. To myself, a damned mystery. Which button to press just strokes my distress. Any chance of an app to guide me? Oh, I know the feeling, mate. I do know the feeling very well. I'm a bit like that myself with technology. I just switch it off and switch it back on again. It's usually my solution. All right, let's play this one. This one is War, and this is Lowrider. What a tune. This week, what is going on? Well, we have Poppies in the Window for a starter. The amazing Perth Independent Shops have once again shown how far a little team spirit can go. We are loving the show of support for the Poppies Weeping Window display at the Black Watch Castle Museum. Led by Dougie from Scottish Seasons, they've all rallied together to showcase the fact that the Poppy exhibition is right here in Perth by arranging gorgeous Poppy stickers to display in their shop windows. As you know, we are big fans here of Perth Love Fest. I'm a big fan of Perth Love Fest as well. The Weeping Window exhibition has currently seen an impressive 17,500 visitors come to honour and appreciate the beauty of this poignant display. Blackwash Castle and Museum is the first place on the Scottish mainland to secure the Weeping Willow exhibition, and the people of Perth are extremely proud to have been trusted with this wonderful commemoration. It is wonderful, isn't it? So beautiful. Have you been to see it yet? No, me neither. I really want to go and see it. I think it's going to be gorgeous. this. And I think it's a fantastic thing that all these local businesses are getting involved to honour the soldiers. Have a look around and see if you can spot the poppies in the windows. All right, next up. Stephanie Urbina-Jones with the New Madrids. Stephanie Urbina-Jones is a fiery Latina. Ooh, fiery. Poised to be the first Hispanic American to break through in country Americana music, with her country rock, South of the Border sound and a style all of her own. Stephanie will be playing at the beautiful and intimate venue at Inchura, supported by Perth's own Americana Kings, the New Madrids. Brilliant band. This is following an amazing first appearance main stage slot at the sold out Belladrum Music Festival. So you can check that out there. The buyer at Inchura, Glencars, Perth and Kinross. That's the Inchura Arts Club. I hope I'm saying that one right. And lastly, this weekend is Southern Fry Festival. Three music greats come together to showcase their love of Americana this year. Southern Fry, Nick Lowe, Paul Carrick and Andy Fairweather Lowe. And of course, our fantastic Red Pine Timber Company are going to be playing on Saturday night at Late and Southern Festival. I'm going to be watching them. I'm not going to be playing at Southern Fried. No, I don't do enough Americana music personally. But I will be going to see these guys on Saturday night at 12:15 at the Concert Hall. Late and Southern Fried takes place for one night only in Perth Concert Hall, with rocking up-tempo action in the Gaineachy Auditorium and a fantastic acoustic singer-songwriter lineup in the intimate confines of the Norrie Miller Studio. Now, as far as I've heard, weekend passes are sold out, but I'm sure there's tickets still to a few of the gigs. So have a look on the website, and if you can, there's free bits and bobs happening. There's a free stage happening on the Saturday outside the concert hall. It's a fantastic festival. I urge you to get yourself down there and get joined in with the fun. Eat some Southern Fried soul food and go and see some good music. Right on. All right, my darlings, that is what's going on. In honour of Southern Fried, we shall play this one for you. This is Old Crow Medicine Show, and this one is Wagon Wheel.
Headed down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me. Fiddler in an old time string band. My baby plays a guitar, a big banjo now. All North Country winters keep forgetting me, and I lost my money playing poker, so I had to wop and lay. But I ain't a turn it back to live that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, we'll be right back. walking due south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toque. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. And I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So wreck me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Wreck me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, wreck me. Wreck me, mama, like the wind.
Rastafari, chop, Rastafari, chop, Rastafari, chop, Rastafari, chop.
You're me, reggae lovers. Now it's time for reggae moment. Chop, Rastafari.
Alrighty, me reggae revelers, we're gonna have some classic Bob Marley for you today. Yeah, classic Bob Marley is going to be this one, and I Shot the Sheriff. Ja Rastafari.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. Oh no, oh. I shot the sheriff.
Every day, the bucket, I go out well. One day,
Mr. Marley himself there, I Shot the Sheriff. What a tune, isn't it? A cracker. I don't think I've ever played that one before. First time, Aaron. Yeah, nice. Still loving this band, the Temperance Movement. This one's one of my favourites of theirs. This one's Be Lucky. Love it. There with Be Lucky. Right, I'm going to leave you today with this one from Steven Tyler. This one's a cover. This is on the new album again. We're All Somebody Somewhere. All Somebody From Somewhere is the new album. This is a cover of the Irma Franklin tune Piece of My Heart, which goes to show he's still got the voice. Mr. Tyler, I have to say I really did enjoy your new album. I'm still loving it. I've been listening to it daily. Here's your little piece of it. Have a fantastic rest of week. I'll be back next week with your podcast. Then, see you all on the flip side. Ciao for now.